This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Hear us on your radio and the free Odyssey app, or if you'd prefer to watch, you like watching? You could do it live as we are streaming on YouTube every day now, the show. Now, Ike here, everybody knows him as an Eagles guy. Unfortunately, everybody knows me as a Sixers guy, but we do have a Phillies guy here, and that is Jackie Baseball over there. Why don't you take care of it, Jackie?
All right, let's get the shameless plugs out of the way early on this one. How about that, Spike?
Oh, yeah, it's brought to you by ringthebellbook.com. Next five orders, free shipping and autographed.
Oh, we're so close to 300 pre-orders. We'd love to top that this segment.
Oh, are you kidding me?
There you go.
We will top that.
Oh, I'm just saying. Ringthebellbook.com. We'd love to. Yes. Me and Kevin Reavy got the draft back today from the publisher.
Oh, yeah?
I'm very impressed by it.
Well,
Kevin's portion, I'm sure, not mine.
Can we get early? Now I bought a copy already.
Yeah.
Can I get an early copy so I can read it so I can do a better job of talking about it on the air?
Yeah.
No?
When I get the thing, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I could send you the draft. Do you want the draft? It's 458 pages, by the way.
Goodness gracious. I'm never reading that whole
book. Never reading that book.
Yeah, 458?
He did ask us to cut it down. And I said, hold on, I can't take out everything.
How many chapters are about you?
Are you doing a history or the 2024 season?
Oh, no, this is a history of the team.
Oh, it's a history of the team. Okay.
Wow.
458 pages on the 2024 Phils?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know what the hell
breaking
you were
down
doing.
Every game? No, yeah. I'm just kidding. It's from like 1964 on. So we started with the collapse.
Okay. Oh,
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, so it was a good place to start, I thought. And then tonight, me and Seltzer, Maxie's on Temple's campus.
We're watching the Phils,
little High Hopes get together when Phils tickets play trivia and all that good stuff.
All right. Can anybody win the book?
No. Right. No free.
Can they pre-order at the event?
Well, I already said, I'm joking when I say this. I don't want that out there. Any of the Temple kids that are asking for career advice, I'm only giving it if you buy the book.
I think that's fair.
Well, again, I'm joking. But
I think that's
not
fair.
Really joking.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's valuable career
advice.
Wow,
you're a broadcaster that charges for career advice? And who would do that in this town?
I could never think of one person who would scam college kids or something like that.
I cannot think of anyone who would do something like that.
No, it's unbelievable.
Yep. Yeah. Let's get to the Phils.
All right. So, interesting, we talked yesterday about a Kyle Schwarber extension, and John Heyman on his live stream Heymaned his way up when talking about a possible Kyle Schwarber extension. Here's John Heyman.
Schwarber extension? Question mark. I'm not sure if it's a question mark. I think that's going to happen. I mean, I'm not going to be shocked if that happens. I mean, that deal has worked out great for them. 4 years, $79 million. He's been really good. He's a terrific hitter, one of the best in terms of home run by percentage. And he's probably not there with quite with Judge or Babe Ruth, but in the top 10 all time. So give him credit. And the Phillies, look, the Phillies have signed a lot of good players through free agency.
Yeah. Big report there. Well, get that out there.
Wouldn't be surprised if it happened. First of all, like John Heyman a lot.
Of course, love him.
Can he not do these live streams in his bathroom on speakerphone?
Or the kitchen.
Yeah, like, what the hell is going on there? Find a closet or something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously.
It's too echoey.
It is a little too echoey.
Yeah.
Wow. A little breaking news here on the Phils.
Hit the sounder. Hit the sounder. Hit the sounder.
Breaking news.
Now, I think they should have benched Alec Bohm. Not, I think they should have sat him, because I think they're on the verge of losing Alec Bohm. And I was bringing this up last night. In 2009, you could read about this in the book, they Charlie Manuel benched Jimmy Rollins for five games in the middle.
I remember that.
They have a fake injury for Bohm?
No. He's batting seventh tonight.
Oh.
Okay.
So the lineup tonight, Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Castellanos, mm-hmm. Max Kepler, JT Realmuto, Alec Bohm, Bryson Stott, Brandon Marsh.
All right. Well, first step, seventh. Next step, some other team. Next step, Seattle.
Wow. You ready to learn Mariner, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but like,
go to the fish market, pal.
I do think that my concern with Bohm, because I still want him to figure it out. Like, I'm not totally where Spike is, where I'm done with him. Mm-hmm. I want him to be a good Philly. But I also think that the Phillies are on the verge of losing him. And I don't know why it became so outlawed to sit guys for a couple days. If Charlie Manuel could do it for Jimmy Rollins and after winning a World Series, I think any player should be on the table for.
So I agree with you, but the difference between Jimmy Rollins and Alec Bohm is that Jimmy Rollins has a bunch of F you in him, and Alec Bohm has F me.
Has a bunch of poor me's?
Yeah, and it's just like, I wonder if that even helps Alec Bohm.
Yeah, I just think he needs to get away for a little bit.
Right.
I mean, just don't even put Seattle, the cleats maybe. On. I know. Yeah, okay. I know.
Sorry.
Hold up.
What?
You have like a real thing here with Alec Bohm.
Me?
Yeah.
I look.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, you know, honestly, while I was working up in New York, I didn't watch the Phils every day at all. Occasionally, I watched the Phils. Last year was the first year I'd watched the Phils every day since the pandemic year.
Mm-hmm.
He drives me nuts. I don't like the attitude. I think he's way overrated as a hitter. I think his numbers do. I know people say numbers don't lie. I see the numbers and I watch him, and I don't think he's feared at all. I think he should be hitting 25 home runs with his size. And like, I just never been into
him. But he's never done that.
But he should. Look at how the guy's 6'5", like 225. He's a third baseman. He can hit, 295. He should be hitting 25 home runs. And I just like, I don't like watching him. I think he's a pop-up or a double play waiting to happen. He whines constantly. I think he's a drag on the team. I know you say it's not affecting them, but...
Well, it's clearly not.
It's not affecting their performance, but at some... You know, we were talking earlier about the commitment to seeing more pitches, and you said if it's only one guy doing it, but eventually the rest of the guys are going to be like, why in the hell are we all working toward this thing?
Else.
What's that?
You sure this isn't anything else?
What else could it be?
Well, I don't know. I don't normally see you like you have you got this like a dog on a bone right now with Alec Bohm.
It's
like everything with you is Alec Bohm.
Well, he's the only thing on the team that's driving me crazy. I think the team has looked great this year, and I have such high hopes for the hashtag High Hopes podcast. I have such high hopes for the team, and I'm worried about this thing dragging it down. I don't know him or anything. I'm sure he's a great guy.
I know you don't know him. I'm just saying, but listen, I know the difference between analyzing a game and a player and this and that and the other and honing in on somebody and locking in on them. And you're like a dog on a bone every day with Alec Bohm.
Let's put it this way.
Because you didn't like him when he was playing well.
I did not.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
right. Because when he was playing well and they had him hitting cleanup, and
it was the home run.
This was the original argument with Ken. I'm like, the guy is not a cleanup hitter to me. And
that's a team thing.
I know. But we've never done a show before. I was the same way with Simmons. Like when it,
I know. Okay. I know. That's why I know when you get this way about a player.
When I'm out, I'm just like, I'm out. And put it this way, I've never been this way about even like Jalen.
Nobody believes that.
Well, but I'm not. Like, I'm not like, well, get Jalen out of here.
Because that makes no sense. But if you wouldn't fight to keep Jalen here.
Well, without a another plan, I would. Yeah.
My only point is that you're not a Jalen fan.
No, I'm not.
That's all I'm saying.
Right.
That's all.
But
I'm
sometimes I do get locked in on this ain't it, and I am locked in on him as this ain't it, and it happened early last year.
But for
year.
Somebody who wanted people to enjoy the team's success, you can't even do that.
I wanted people to acknowledge the team's success, that they were better. It was. No, that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
If I'm going to watch this team every single day and I see eight guys in the lineup battling toward one thing and one guy.
So you let the one guy distract you from all the other guys.
No, I love all the good stuff, but this thing.
I'm just saying what you focus on.
Well, there's only so many times I can say Nick Castellanos is playing great. I tried doing that, and everybody tells me to wait for October.
No. All I'm saying is that there's a lot of good things going on.
Yes, and I've tried to acknowledge those. And everybody just tells me to wait for October. So
it, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. You just don't want to admit to what I'm saying. And I'd rather have you admit it, so at least I know. Like, in other words, like when we discuss Alec Baum, I try to discuss him. It's not. I don't give a damn if they move him and get better. Yes. If they get better, I'm not crying over Alec Baum not being here. Pun intended, by the way.
Yeah.
On that one, I'm just saying. It seems like it's an axe to grind on the guy every day.
I've never liked watching him, and this year is I agree with you. That's true. But I've never liked watching him, and this year has just been a sort of a...
That was your Tobias thing.
I didn't really care. Tobias was neither here nor there to me. Right. I just thought he wasn't that good. Like, I wasn't like, get Tobias out of here. That was never... They couldn't trade Tobias. I was just sort of, Tobias was what Tobias was. Yeah. It's closer to what Ben is. And when I decided this was not going to work with Ben, I was just like, there was nothing he could do. There was nothing. I was just out. And look, I could end up being wrong about Alec Baum. I could have ended up being wrong about Ben Simmons. But I'm watching Alec Baum.
You're probably right about Alec Baum. My only thing is that they're not going to trade him anytime soon. Like, they just aren't. At least you believe they would, Jack, anytime soon?
I don't think so.
I just don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah, it would either be the deadline, but even that's, to break up the team, depending how they're playing, maybe they need a spark at that point.
Right.
Yeah. And maybe it does actually start to affect the team because it's not really affecting the team right now.
And by the way, this quiets down if he gets his average up to 272 or something.
No, it won't.
Well, I'm not going to.
It's a weak hit to the outfield.
It's not going
to
be a focus. That's all. All right. Sorry.
All right.
Sorry, Jack. Is there anything else?
No, he's got nothing else.
Okay. Well, I got fun with numbers. Should we call it dog on a bone, by the way?
I'm a dog on a bone?
Yeah, with going for Alec Baum.
Dog on a bone.
Yeah, he's riding the bomber and I'm a dog on a bone.
I kind of like that. It's not bad.
It's not bad. All right, three quick little stats things. Speaking of Alec Baum, 4 homers in his last 60 games, which is excruciating.
Yeah.
Again, from a third baseman.
He was hurt last year, right?
Well, it's still last 60 games.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually around being hurt and Aaron Dolan.
Okay.
So, that's also happened.
Okay.
Bryce Harper, 13 home runs since July 1st of last year.
Like, wow.
And that's the one in the playoffs, so really 12 regular season home runs.
Do you know he's only driven in 100 runs once?
He's basically Pat Burrell.
Okay.
I'm just saying that we need the 500 home runs from Bryce. And we can eventually get there one day. We start picking up the home runs.
Pick up the pace, yes.
Yeah.
Although he's going to be here another 8 years.
I wonder if his back...
Six.
His back
is 6 years.
Yeah, and then another...
I'm giving him the extension.
And then another 3 years on top of that.
Not 2 years. That's going to be a 4-year extension.
Exactly.
Yeah. I wonder if his back has sapped some of that power. And
that's my concern.
Yeah.
Like, he's still a really good hitter.
Yes.
I just wonder if some of the power... We're not going to see a... He's still a 30 home run hitter. He was last year, but I don't think we're ever going to see a 40 plus home run year. Even 35 plus.
Oh yeah, 40. I don't think we're ever getting to 40 again.
Like, I think he might just settle in for the next 4 years as a 25 to 30 home run guy that hits 280 ish.
Wow, is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shows up in the postseason. As long as he does well in the postseason, because I thought the same thing. Even that home run last night that I thought he smoked. It did.
So did he.
Did. you know, yeah, just get over.
Yeah, he, but you know what? He is smart enough, and not smart enough. I think he is strategic enough. It's an interesting comp to the sort of to the Embiid conversation we had.
Why where, the face you made? Well, when you're about to bring up Embiid, I need YouTube to hone in on that.
You know what I mean? Well, we were talking about Embiid as a lesser physical presence is skilled enough to still be a good player if he understands what he is and he plays within that. I think Bryce is smart enough to say at some point, look, I can't jack the ball 430 feet like I used to. And
relax in there, Gary Matthews.
Stop. And I just think he becomes a different hitter. And
well, he's gonna be a higher average guy,
hit more, doubles in the gap.
Well, that's
what he did
last year, you know, when we were all concerned heading into the postseason, like, where's his power? I also think, like, he can turn it. This might sound dumb. I do think he can turn it on when he wants to with the power stuff. I think in the postseason he can. I just don't know if he wants to do it because it's a violent swing.
Yes.
It's a violent swing. In the seventh inning or later, they're hitting .297 with a OPS over 1,000 as a team.
Wow.
Which is really interesting. And I know Ike loved this at the beginning of the season, the starter versus reliever splits.
Oh, yeah.
They're both at .266-ish.
It's okay. It's worked its way out. There you go.
It's worked its way
starting
out.
Starting to hit starters again.
Yeah. Final thing, I thought Stott had good swings last night.
He did.
Yeah. Like, finally, just he's got, when he starts doing the pop-up thing or trying to hit home runs, bad, you know, line drives out the middle, you know, think left center field gap. That's my Bryson Stott. And some great defensive plays as well.
Yeah. There you go. There is the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake Dom. You're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hi, Spike. Hey, Ike.
What's up, Tasty Cake?
Jack. Everything's good. Spike, you guys did a show a couple of days ago about how if the fans had changed.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
I was just thinking, you couldn't have been more right. Because I just remember how if I would be working 2 weeks before the draft, we would be out doing our jobs and we would agonize over the draft. I am so perfectly content that the Eagles are going to nail it that, you know, I'm not concerned. They have a lot of work to do. All the holes on defense and the tight end thing and everything. I just think that I got 12 wins already wrote down without them doing anything.
This happened,
sound like me, Tasty Cake.
This happened the last time the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Because I remember I was a program director at that time, and we're so used to going full on draft, and we couldn't. People were interested, but you couldn't get people.
It was the last pick in the draft
to like dial in on. Yeah. We need this guy, or blah 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 blah. And you're right. Like I think this specifically, the draft and the draft being so sort of close to the Super Bowl too. We can't even, because we're not watching the team play. We can't even perceive of what they need.
Yes,
we can look at the roster and sort of guess, and we can say edge, we can say cornerback, but nobody feels an urgency until we see a guy getting burned on quarterback or sacking the quarterback. You know,
you guys tell us every day there's a lot of work to do, especially defensively.
Yeah,
but I just think they'll get it done.
I'm just going with drafting
really
a Georgia player.
Place to be.
Yeah. Well, we're going to move up for that guy, Starks, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the
take one of these Georgia defenders, Tasty Cake, and we'll be all right.
And I kind of feel the same way about the Phillies. They're going to win 95 games. I feel that. And then, you know, you got the Dodgers, and you got some other teams that are really good. But they're going to be right in the mix, and they're a really good team, and I'm not sweating over. I mean, these left-handers, Spike, are beguiling them early on.
Wow, that's a good word.
It's a great word.
You know, you watch the game and you tense up a little bit, but it's not like I had told Jack a couple of days ago. Stott looks overwhelmed to me against left-handers.
Jack,
he just does.
Do you think Stott looks overwhelmed against lefties?
Yeah,
he's striking out a little bit more than I would like.
I'm already convinced that Marsh should never play against left-handers.
Yeah, I think that's probably where he is.
I think the Phils agree with you.
Yeah.
I thought one of the upgrades this year would be Stott would have a bounce back year. You know, Jack and I talked, and I said I thought he would hit like .285 or something. I'm starting to wane on that because he looks really overwhelmed against left-handers.
Yeah, well, and you can't hit 285 not hitting lefties, you know? So, yeah, it's going to take me, it's so funny. It's going to take me longer to give up on that, on Stott. But the only year I've, like, the Stott to me is the 240, 250 guy. I didn't live through the what did he hit?
The 22 year.
Yeah, he hit 290 or something that year.
He hit 280 in 23.
Okay, yeah. So
23? I keep thinking that wasn't the World Series year?
No.
He's the thing about Stott that I do like is that he does look like he's a smart hitter, and he is patient. He's got a good eye, and I think he's a good baseball player, but he doesn't have very much pop at all, you know. So then that limits you, you know. If you don't run 100 miles an hour and you don't have any pop, it's very hard to be like, you have to be a really good sticksman if you're gonna hit, you know, 280, 290 without that stuff.
And he had a classic Stott at bat last night, which was good to see. Where he fouled off a ton of pitches and line one up the middle.
Yes.
Like more of that.
Yeah.
More of that.
And then you get the lucky little infield single or whatever that he had late in the game. But yeah. Tasty Cake, you got a food you couldn't live without, though?
I do. Spike, can I ask you guys a question real quick?
Yeah.
Just to clarify in my head.
Yeah.
Because I don't listen to the morning show hardly. Yesterday I had a doctor's appointment.
Mm-hmm.
So I was listening to the morning show. And I worked in a warehouse for a long time and 25 years with Tasty Cake. Coworkers bust each other's chops. But I thought yesterday morning the morning show went low. I mean, is this all kidding around stuff between you guys?
What'd they say? I don't know what they said.
Yeah.
Well, they got on Jack and soft is one thing. Calling my man Jack a weak-minded person.
Wow.
This will be addressed in the top five. Don't you worry.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know about this.
And I got to tell you, it's like I'm not BSing. I left my house 20-9. I had to be at the doctor's at 9. So it was between... They did it before the 9 o'clock break.
I would say this, Tasty Cake, about the question that you asked. We all get along here at WIP.
Yeah.
We're all cool. We do bust each other's chops quite a bit, and sometimes it's stronger than others. This Joe versus Jack thing has a potential to get real, is the way that I'm feeling. And I think Rhea has taken it to another level.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, Seltzer, now that I've pushed Seltzer over the edge by saying that they're trying to glom onto our show because we're the big show now, I think that didn't make him very happy. So I guess the point being, Tasty Cake, is that I might be as guilty at making things worse than they are, you know?
Seltzer and Ruben Amaro defended Jack.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, Seltzer...
Seltzer knows where his bread is buttered.
Well, exactly,
Seltzer
right.
has to work with Jack.
Way more
he has to work
athletic,
with them, too.
Way more athletic. The way this came up real quick is they were saying Jack is way more athletic. That Jack runs, he's an in-shape person, and he's more athletic than this other guy. And then... That's when the comment came, but he's a weak-minded individual. You know.
But that's the camera's comeback.
That's all he's got.
Yeah. Because he's a weak-bodied individual, the camera.
Well, when you think of toughness, I don't know if the camera's in the dictionary.
I mean, let's think about this, Tasty Cake. The Eagles were on a run to their first Super Bowl ever, and Joe DiCamera stayed home for the entire thing because he was sick.
I'm not familiar with the guy, but I'm not really concerned. I'm worried about this show because this is the show I listen to.
Yeah, we're good.
And you guys are my guys, and like I said, I almost called the guy in. I almost called this. I've never called that show, and don't have any intentions to call that show.
Good,
but I almost called the guy in because I thought I thought he went real low.
Wow. Yeah, you got your hair. They got your hair up on your neck. Made you a little uptight. Yeah.
I have to tell you three guys, I said this before and then I'll get the hell off, but
I went
through a difficult surgery, and when I was in that rehab, I had to go through some stuff that was difficult for me. I would put your show on and zone in on that, and that helped me get through it. So I'm with you guys all the way.
Well, we're with you, Tasty.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate you being a Foxhole guy.
I'm a family, brother. You know it.
And don't worry, Jack is going to obliterate that little man during their little competition. Then we'll shut this up forever. And I told them, I want, when they lose, when Joe loses, I want part of the bet to be that it has to be the WIP morning show with Jack Fritz, even though he's not on the show. that's what they have to pay.
What would we have to pay?
If we lose,
yeah.
I don't. They have to propose something. We're not going to lose. I'm not worried about it.
I got you, Jack. There's a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm well aware.
Yeah. Tasty K, give us a food you couldn't live without.
Well, I am a Foxhole guy to you,
yep.
And somewhere I spent 25 years, I got to go crimpets.
There you go.
There you go, Tasty K.
Yeah, if he didn't go crimpets.
That was an obvious one there.
His name's friggin' Tasty K.
Yeah, that's right.
Coming up next, I think this part of the show is sweeping the nation. Is the Ike Reese Masters update.
Every time you say that, I look up like,
what's coming up?
It's my segment.
And
I'm with you. I'm ready.
And a wide receiver on a top NFL team says that he wants the Eagles on opening night. We'll talk about that next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on the free Odyssey app on 94.1 on your radio and streaming live on YouTube. Every 30 past every hour today, as the Masters launches, no better coverage than right here on the show.
A tradition unlike any other. Ike Reese on the Masters.
Some say not since Ike Juice have I been this prominent on a feature on the show. So, yeah, some are saying that.
Again, please lower your voice.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Man, that's tough to do on radio. Oh, okay. Yes, welcome back to Augusta. Update on the leaderboard. I tell you, there's been movement, Spike.
Uh-oh.
Fritzy, we have a new name on the leaderboard in the top five. A well-known name, Rory McIlroy.
Oh.
Oh, Roy's there. He's sitting there three behind the leader in Justin Rose, who just finished up the 14th hole. He's on a par streak, so he's not let Augusta. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, again, you're getting a little too loud, please. Yeah.
He's not letting Augusta.
Yeah, more Nancy.
The pressure get to him.
Yeah.
But Rory is making a move on the back nine. Scheffler has finished his round at -4, so he's sitting in a good position, tied with Corey Connors in second place.
Wow.
So that's pretty good. And I tell you, Spike, Fritzy, you know this. Anytime you look at the leaderboard and you see world ranking top 10, 15 yes. players on the leaderboard, you know this is going to be a great tournament.
Oh,
so as yes. we're sitting here right now, you see the names up there that you want to see. Tyrell Hatton is making a move. A little bit unknown there. Listen, Aaron Rye, he finished up at 200. Don't worry about him.
No interest.
No interest. No one trusts him.
More stars.
And I'm keeping an eye on Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah, hit all over the place.
You know, listen.
But what all over the place?
He can hit. Hey.
Oh.
He's a long ball hitter.
Right? Yeah, he's a long ball hitter. He can hit it all over the place.
Okay. He can. He really can. So if I'm looking for anybody from the LIV tournament.
Yes.
Spike, do you know what the LIV tournament
is? I do.
Is?
The Saudis.
Okay.
Hey.
There you go. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
They're going to do that to the NBA eventually, too.
You're
and they're going to buy an NFL team.
Your league.
Wow.
Here's a little Saudi thing for you.
Hey. A tradition unlike any other. Shut up.
Sorry.
Please back to Ike.
I appreciate that, though.
Back to Ike.
I tell you, it's a good tournament. Listen, I don't know if anybody's going much lower. I'll see if Justin Rose can hang on to this 6-under on the first day. But it looks like if you get to 2, 3, or 4 under, it's a pretty good day down there at Augusta.
All right.
Yeah, Justin Rose is inevitable again. He did this back in Marion in 2013.
Yeah.
He's a major player.
The next update coming up in an hour.
Yeah. Also, Sergio's outfit looks ridiculous today.
Oh, really?
And I hate Sergio Garcia.
Okay. There we go. What I was saying about the Saudis.
Yeah, you can bring your voice back up now.
Now we're back to regular voices.
Well, keep an eye out for this because team valuations have gotten to a place where there's not as many people who can buy teams anymore.
Yeah.
You know, we're having teams of $5 billion, $7 billion, right. $10 billion. But you know who's interested in sports?
People with a lot of money and can't spend it.
The Saudis.
Ah.
And they basically muscled the PGA Tour.
They did.
And either the NBA, probably not the NFL, but I would bet the NBA at some point allows foreign ownership of one of those teams. And I bet, because what's going to happen is if they don't let them do it, the Saudis are going to go, do you see what happened with golf?
Right. We'll just offer more money.
We're just going to pay every one of your players 10 times what you're paying them.
Yeah.
And we're going to ruin your whole league. Let us buy a team.
Wow.
Yeah. That would be my guess. Twitter question is...
Get NBA in more trouble.
Yes. Yeah. We'll see. I'll tell you who's not going to... Daryl Morey's not going to be tweeting any anti-Saudi Arabia stuff like he did with China. I promise you that.
Yes.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply at marks-jewelers.com. Question, should the... This was something that Ike mentioned at the top of the show. We haven't really discussed very much since, but it is an interesting question. Should the Phillies put Ranger in the bullpen when he gets back and keep Taiwan in the rotation? This has actually shifted a little bit. 60% no, but 40% yes, keeping Taiwan in the starting rotation and putting Ranger in the bullpen.
Man, Saiwan.
Yeah. I think
like that name, Saiwan.
Yeah, I can't tell. Listen, I like Saiwan. I like Taiwanimus.
But Taiwanimus sounds negative.
Yeah.
I know, but it's also the anonymous movement to support Taiwan, okay. But also you don't want to get too far out there because he can make you look really stupid.
Right.
So
right.
And then I like the Taiwanissance, which is the...
That's difficult.
Yeah. Well, I know.
I can barely say the other one.
Yeah.
We got to really think about it.
Yes.
That's the issue. And everything, when we got to think past 4:30, it's a disaster.
Yeah. Which is why I like Saiwan Walker.
The show, at this point, the show used to unravel at 5:30.
Yes.
Then it moved to 5. And now the show starts to unravel. It started yesterday with Pim right
Pim,
around
yep,
this time.
Yep. Now, yeah. I blame one person for that, actually.
Who?
Jake Rosenberg.
He broke our brains.
Yeah, we haven't recovered since.
Yes.
Now, the first 2 hours, we're locked in. Four on's questionable.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Andrew in Northern Liberties. You're on WIP. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, you might be having people cancel their Bluetooth subscriptions with that voice there. That's crazy.
Are you kidding me? yeah. Are you kidding me?
They should...
Yeah. Oh, you're saying that alone. You wouldn't even need Bluetooth with Ike sounding so sexy.
Oh, me? I thought he said Spike. Spike and Ike just starts to sound right. Like all the time.
Right.
With Alex Bohm, I mean, looking back to two nights ago, he's top of the ninth, two outs. He's got Schwarber on deck. He's 3-for-3, a double away from the cycle. Second pitch, he gets jammed, then he pops it up. He's playing selfish baseball. He's got to learn to be a team player. If I'm Kevin Long, I'm telling him to keep the bat on his shoulder until he has at least one strike. That's my opinion.
Well, I think them moving him down to seven and taking him, you know, in a lot of ways out of situations like that where he's worried about who's hitting before him and who's hitting after him, I think is probably an attempt to get him back on track, would be take the focus off of him a little bit.
We had to do this with Trey couple years ago. We had to do this with Trey Turner a couple years ago.
The big question is, does Jack, in the promotion for his book,
we might need to
start a Bohm
ovation. It's getting close.
Yeah.
Again, like, I'm trying to retire from the ovation game.
I don't know, man.
But if he's given all the signs of needing an ovation, he really is. Yeah. I thought he was going to cry in the ninth. He turned around and gave the old, now you guys don't know this, but Sutton has an unbelievable pouty face.
Bohm, well, at least he's only 4 months old.
Yeah. Very similar faces.
Huh.
It worked after he said he hates this place. They stood up for him, so, you know, maybe it'll turn him around again.
Yeah, Fritz.
As for the Taiwan and Ranger debate,
yes.
I think, why not just go to a six-man rotation right off the bat? That's what they're going to do when Painter comes up.
No, because Wheeler doesn't like that.
Yeah, but they can keep Wheeler on a 5-day if they want.
We still got enough days off to move guys around?
Well, no, like you can keep him on his regular rest and like extend someone else. Like if you can,
oh, I know what you said.
Keep
okay.
him and then move back someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just move everybody else around. But yeah, I mean, get them both starts.
Well,
it's
I guess
a tryout for him.
So I guess the issue with that, Andrew, would be if they weren't short in the bullpen, that would be an easier conversation.
Right.
But if you're one thing that Ike said when we brought it up is, look, you could kill two birds with one stone here and keep your starter and also bolster your bullpen by putting Ranger in there. I think give us the food you can't live without, Andrew.
Yeah, that is very true. And I mean, in my opinion, they need to name roles in the bullpen. Like having this, you know, who's your closer, things like that. They need to name a guy. I mean,
Alvarado's the closer.
It'd be Alvarado. Yeah, but they have Romano coming in to close games. He's an absolute disaster. I think they just need to have
well, let me ask you this. On the naming a closer thing, and I know people say this all the time, and I get it, but what about, let's say, the 3-4-5 guys are up in the eighth? Like, would you not want to use your best reliever in that situation? If your best reliever is your closer, right?
Reliever, but that's my question, is who would you say is our best reliever?
Because I think it's Alvarado.
Yeah, I agree, but I mean, why not put him in, like, no matter what? Are you saying in the eighth?
Well, I'm saying, like, sometimes you want to use him earlier because you might not get to the ninth of the lead, and you want to use your best arm in the eighth. Like, in a perfect world, you have a lockdown closer, and then you can use Alvarado earlier. It's just, like, this whole idea of they need to name a closer. Well, then why? I mean, you can use Alvarado early and have Kirkering against the bottom portion of the lineup.
I mean, yeah, I guess every situation is different, but, I mean, I trust Strom in that situation more than Romano.
Romano, Andrew, thank you for the call. Romano's not the closer. Yeah, I mean, they were talking about him being the closer. Having a closer only works, by the way, if you also have a setup guy or two setup guys.
Yep.
Because then Jack's counter, which is a good one, is not part of it because you have an eighth inning guy, a setup guy or whatever that you really trust the same way that you trust a reliever. But if you don't, and Jack makes a good point, if it's a 3-2 game and you're facing the top of the Dodgers order or the meat of the Dodgers order in the eighth inning, why do you not want to throw your best reliever in the eighth inning as opposed to the ninth inning if you don't have a setup guy?
Well, and also in the situation where Romano pitched, which was last Friday, and JT had to throw him out, and Alvarado had been used 3 out of 4 days and he was unavailable.
Right.
Which is also, that happens during a baseball season.
Right, right. Well, and Alvarado is he's a throw a lot of pitchman.
Yeah.
You know, like, and he,
listen, you're most likely walking a tightrope with any reliever.
Yes.
Dude.
What's up?
I had that game as a loss last night. When he got the 30 pitches.
Yep, first and third.
I'm like, dude, yeah, we see where this is going.
Well, last night was, Jose Ruiz, they tried to sneak two innings out of him, Joe Ross, and they brought Alvarado back out. First time he's pitched multiple innings in like a year and a half.
So Amon-Ross St. Brown was on Kevin Hart's podcast where they sit in a cold tub.
Sounds relaxing. Do you do that to your podcast guests?
Put him in a cold tub.
In the cold tub.
You're gonna do that with Maury when he comes on this year?
Oh, dude, that would be funny. I make him sit in a cold tub.
Yeah,
I'm too scared of a cold tub to do it myself. I'm terrified.
Oh, you do the polar plunge.
I did, and
that's
true. It's terrible. I mean, it's a great experience.
Seems like you hate charity.
No, you don't have to lie. It's terrible.
The Special Olympics is great.
It's a great cause.
It's terrible.
Yes. Yes. Kidding me, man?
Yeah. It might be great for your bones. You know what? I want a friggin' sauna. That's what I want.
Wow. A little sauna, and then would you do the cold plunge?
I just want sauna. I'm not a steam room guy. I'm a sauna guy.
You and Herb.
Yeah. So Amon-Ross St. Brown was in the cold tub or whatever with Kevin Hart, and he had this to say about the Eagles.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Hopefully we play you guys week one.
Oh, is that your wish?
It is.
Well, guess what? I'm going to make a call. You want us, you got us.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. And I'm sorry.
Amon-Ross St. Brown wants the Eagles on Thursday Night Football as the Eagles kick off the season. It looks like the schedule will be out in May, and we don't know. That is one of the rumors that has floated out there. We've heard the Bears. We've heard Commanders.
And the Rams.
The Rams as well.
I'm thinking Rams now. I was thinking Commanders or Detroit at first, but they played the Rams in the playoffs, and it was a close game.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
If we play the Rams... We're starting off 0-1.
Really?
Yeah.
You are perpetually afraid of the Rams.
I am. I have a great respect for the Rams. I did last year. And I think ultimately, even though I wasn't right that they would win the NFC, they were...
Well, you didn't want to be right.
Yeah. They were good. I mean, that was a good football team.
And remember, their guys were injured like the first 6 or 7 weeks of the season.
And they're going to want... Revenge. They feel like that game was stolen from them. I have a friend who knows some in the organization.
And this is where McVay is a good coach.
Yeah.
He's using that as their offseason motivation.
Yes.
These were guys who won the Super Bowl, and we should have beaten those guys. Like, we had them there on the ropes.
And we'll be a little fat that day, you know, a little happy, and they will be pissed off.
And they got Devontae Adams.
They do. They do. And Stafford got himself a new deal there.
So I may not want the Rams first game.
I'd rather have the Lions.
I may not want the Rams.
I'd rather
first
have
game.
The Lions. I'd rather have the Bears. The Rams are the team I don't want to see.
So here's the thing with the Lions.
Yeah.
He's coming off as... We were better than the Eagles. We didn't get a chance to play them.
Yeah. Well, you lost by three touchdowns to the team that we
beat by three touchdowns, yes. But that's what this sort of seems like. Yeah, I want the Eagles.
Yeah. Well,
because
we'll
maybe see. Detroit, man, they probably felt like they were the best team in the league
year. I'm sure it was frustrating. The injury thing was frustrating to them. It had to be, you know.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do?
What it do,
Andrew?
All right, here it is, the OK Andrew draft report.
So, we got a guy out of Notre Dame coming in as a sleeper of this draft, and I think the Eagles could definitely snag him, Xavier Watts. Safety converted from a wide receiver coming into Notre Dame. His last 2 years were none less than spectacular. 13 interceptions combined. And a unanimous All-American 2 years ago, consensus All-American last year, and he won the Defensive Player of the Year in 2023. This guy, man, on film, lights your eyes up with great ball hawk ability, playing chess, not checkers, and some would call him Captain America, defensive weapon on that Eagles defensive secondary right next to Reed Blankenship, making plays, going down in the box. He fills the lane, fills gaps, makes tackles, and I think that he's one of the smartest players in the draft, being a five-year guy, playing in the playoffs, playing against the big teams, and I think he can make a real difference as one of the biggest sleepers in this draft.
Hold on, man. A five-year guy is like 26 years old. We can't draft five-year guys.
Day one starter can make a giant impact in the league. I don't care how old he is.
I don't even know his name. What's his name again?
Xavier Watts.
Okay. All right. And where did he go to school again? I already forgot.
Notre Dame.
Soft school. Soft school.
Ike, what do you think of this guy? Do you know who he is at all?
Yeah, I know who he is. Not a day one guy.
Oh, you don't think?
No, he's much, okay. Probably a second or third round guy.
Okay.
I don't see the Eagles at 32 taking him. Good safety. More, one of those sort of guys, don't mind playing physical, get down in the box, makes tackles, played at a big-time program, played in big-time games. Unlike Fritzy there, I'm not worried about the fact he's a little older because you know what? Nowadays, I mean, listen, it's great when a 21-year-old can step right onto the NFL field and play. That doesn't happen very often.
What?
You get a guy a little older, his body's a little more ready to do it, and at 23, that's still not old.
Yeah, and this is not – if you get 8 years out of this guy –
that's a full career.
Fine. Yeah. we're talking about trading two first-round picks for T.J. Watt,
yeah.
Who's 30.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, if the guy's good enough, he's good enough. I think the NBA used to focus on that a lot.
A lot,
and
they did.
And
yeah.
I think a little less now. I think, you know, the more complete players that come out a little bit later, I think they've loosened on that a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
And actually they need to, not to disrupt your segment here, okay, Andrew, but with NIL money, guys
could
who aren't lottery picks, they're staying in school longer.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Andrew, did you have a comment on caller crime?
So I think there's a guy in the studio stirring up a bit of drama between the callers.
Oh.
Some know him as Hawk Tua, but
I didn't even do anything
earlier on the show.
First off, I gave you compliments yesterday.
No, they were backhanded compliments.
They were never. I would never do that.
You did.
Hey, Zach.
Shut up.
Stand on business. Stand on business. Maybe stick to baseball or vary your knowledge in college football.
Whoa! Stick to baseball and stand on business. Who got a backbone and okay, Andrew?
Hey,
how's your leadoff hitter take?
If you want to do a debate between me and other callers, go ahead. But I don't think Chuck needs to bring up callers' names when he calls in every 2 weeks. I mean, he's a great caller. He's an OG. But wow. I mean, dude, step up your game if it's going to be all about you during your call.
Whoa!
Wow.
Did okay, Andrew just take a shot at Chuck?
Who put a battery in his back?
Wow. Hey, stock up.
I do respect him. Love the guy. Brings energy.
Stand on business, okay?
Stand on business. Topping up a little bit.
Stand on business.
I said what I said. I mean, we can have a debate. We can have a good sports debate. Not an ego debate, but a sports debate about things. And,
Wow, a showdown.
Wow,
between
a gentleman. Okay,
wow. That's a great call by you.
I forgot Chuck did the whole stock up and stock down. And,
yes.
Okay, Andrew.
Brought race into it.
Yes.
Love when that happens.
Can't insult a guy like okay with that. Wow. Okay, a debate.
And I did forget that I did say that okay, Andrew's bar is really low to climb over.
Yes.
Yeah, that's maybe why he guys back
it.
Up
yes,
a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly. Yeah, he heard it.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
I never expected okay, Andrew, to pick a fight with any of these guys.
Yeah.
Wow. How long before Chuck calls again?
He's probably already texting me right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack, what do we have coming up in the top five at five?
It's a good one. The most ridiculous things I've heard on the morning show this week.
Oh,
he's picking on the morning show.
Well, number one was maybe the most insane audio. Like, they're so disconnected from reality on the morning show.
Wow.
And Ike pointed it out. I found it.
Okay.
It is ridiculous.
You heard it, didn't you? Yeah.
They live on another planet.
Really?
In that morning show.
I did not hear this. Yeah, I don't know any of this.
Yeah.
So
he's right.
That's coming up next. So that's the top five of five. If you were to do a top five of five of the things that make you really good at sex, what would be number one?
Well, probably
Blue Chew.
There it is.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Lock in.
No, I think you wanted a real answer.
No. Yeah,
that is a real answer.
Well, it's a real answer. I'm saying, like, that's obviously the most important.
Come on, lock in, Jack. Tell me some good things about Blue Chew.
It's made in the USA.
It is.
Which means no tariffs.
Also, cheaper. Shipped directly to you. Tell me some other good things about Blue Chew.
Well, listen, obviously that's the same core ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Staxin.
And Levitra, yes. Wow, look at you.
Good memory.
You got one other good thing for me here?
It makes you...
Well, it's...
Yep, that's the goal.
Blue Chew, so it's...
It's chewable.
There you go.
Coach coaching you through it,
and
Dan.
We're getting to 5 o'clock, which means you're probably getting in the car. You need to shoot that text, or you get the text sent to you.
Yep.
And you're like, showtime. Maybe nothing's showing up down there.
Yep.
Bang, Blue Chew.
Yes, she sends you the eyes emoji, and then you send her the eggplant emoji.
Have you ever sent that before?
No.
Where did that come from, by the way?
I have no idea. I don't understand the reference. I don't. I just know.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know.
I don't know why I'm looking at you.
You want me to say I sent
you? Well, you kind of look like you got, and your mic head's purple.
It is.
So this is an eggplant? Is that what you're trying to say?
People are asking questions. People are asking questions.
A blue chew,
yes,
is chewable. It enhances your performance. Mm-hmm. It makes you more confident, makes her happier. Then you, in turn, are more confident, and she is happier, and confidence and happiness, and everything is great.
Yes.
It's all online, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office. You don't have to go to a pharmacy. Nope. None of that stuff. It's all just online. And thanks to the WIP Afternoon Show, we had a meeting, Jack and I, and we said, how do we get them to try Blue Chew for the first time to hear what we're talking about? First month free on us.
We'll take care of it.
We are paying for it. Just use code 94 at checkout. You get first month for free. You only pay shipping, like $5. Then it arrives in the mailbox in a discreet and hard package, and you can
chew it and do it.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.